Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA.
And it's Sunday. It's Courtney's birthday. It's Cinco de Mayo.
I was going to say it's Sunday and it's Jersey's return.
And it's our birthday, girls' birthday. What are you hoping for this year? What are your dreams? What are your wishes?
That's a good one. Apparently, this is supposed to be a very luck, the best month of all of 2024 for astrology. Okay. What does that mean? I don't know. Lots of travel, lots of like work, good work stuff, personal life. I don't know. You know, 38, feeling great, just going to survive. And I feel like that's, I've got my vision board that's for the year.
Ooh, okay.
So I guess I'll just continue to focus on that.
Have any of the vision board things come true?
Well, none of them are like a specific thing. It's like more of or like do this. So sure. It's not. So, I mean, look, I said this year, I always kind of say every year.
You have already gone to the Masters and Coachella.
I know. So one of my things was like, I like to have like every month I want to like travel at least once. Doesn't mean I have to be on a plane and travel somewhere. Like maybe I go somewhere for a long weekend, something like that. And this year I've over-indexed.
You sure have.
I've gone far and above. I mean, you know, I'll see.
I know next month you're going to Denver and
that's
coming to
this
San
month.
Francisco.
I'm literally.
Oh, yeah, because it's May. Yeah.
The end of this week, I'm going to Denver and then I have to go back to Denver the next week. And then I'm going up to Bay Area. I'm going to come see you. And so it's like
we're going to do an OJ's night.
I am literally. That's like it's like I don't even care. I care that you're there mostly for the reservation, but it'd also be nice. To have, but it's like I feel as if when I go, I need the Mary Mahoney way.
I went to OJ's spontaneously. I didn't tell anyone, and I got VIP treatment last week.
You're
I was
a star.
Literally shocked. I felt like a celebrity.
You are. It's I think you are a celeb. Gift. I think you need to like give them some TJG merch or something. I'm sure you have a hat laying around. Like it would be nice. But I feel like I'm going to go when I see you. And obviously we have a couple of weeks to figure this out. But I feel like I'm going to be with a celeb. Local celeb, mayor of North Beach, Mary Mahoney, Dabrowski, taking it on.
A nice Italian name for North Beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel I'm really excited about that. So, yeah. So I think like travel, I've over indexed. I've done at least once a trip every month, which is great. You know, I would love more money.
Sure.
Fill my pockets. Mm-hmm. You know, just like wealth in all aspects of life.
Okay. Not I'm just feeling like, this for you in your 38.
You feel
year.
It? Yes. You feel it? Okay, great. Thank you.
Ask, believe, receive.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, more manifesting.
Absolutely. It works. Yeah. I'm positive it works.
Yeah. I mean, you're halfway. I mean, this is basically your half birthday, too.
It is.
So has your 38th year been good?
Yeah. 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 I'm liking 38.
Great.
I'm not afraid of 40.
No. It's also like I laugh, too, because like in our like text group, like we're probably the youngest in our text group, like our group of girlfriends. So like our friends will be, oh, you know, 40. And I'm like, we're not there yet.
I also feel 25. I mean, you know, the maturity level of a college girl is right here. So
who says you can't be a college girl out of college?
I'm
living, nobody says that. Okay.
I'm living proof. Okay. Let's get into season 14 Jersey. The taglines are out. Should we start from the top?
Let's do it. Do you want to start? Or would you like me to start? I feel like I'll start because I feel like you want to deliver a Dolores one.
Okay.
It just feels right. Okay. So bye. Melissa Gorga, it's hard not to burn bridges when you're on fire.
That does not hit.
It's just like when she's like, she's just saying like life is so great. Thou doth protest.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking. Like, life is great.
It's hard not to burn bridges when you're on fire. It sounds like everything is going bad in your life.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it doesn't deliver well.
Is it a double negative?
It's kind hard. Of like when Crystal's like, you don't have to be old to have wisdom. But it was like the way she said it was like she called herself dumb.
Okay.
You know, look, and I would say, too, with jerseys, I don't know that brains or the first, completely. If you're going beauty, brawn, brains of Jersey, I think it's beauty because I think this is the cast that has the most noticeable plastic surgery across. So beauty is very important. Then I would go brawn because I feel like the men of Jersey are all like muscle heads.
Yeah.
And then I'd go brains because, you know, you have to have one to live.
I question Teresa's.
Yeah, all of them.
It questions Teresa's.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. You go next for Dolores.
Okay. Dolores. I'm a girl from Patterson, plain Switzerland, dating an Irishman. That was a hit for, I mean, a miss for me.
A miss.
I mean, just, I don't like when they like,
well,
have we
got, we've got a county, we've got a county, a country, and another country. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't flow for me. And also, I don't love, like, especially considering her storyline is like not getting engaged this season. I don't love that Polly gets to be a part of her
tagline. And we already know that she's not engaged. And I question in real life if he even is divorced.
No,
are we actually going to know why this is taking so long? Are we going to get the real details? I will say Frank and Dolores are very good at playing Switzerland and staying a part of the mess. I mean, Frank, he dabbles, but then he'll take a step back.
He like, also, yeah, he where like goes Frank? In and then says, sorry.
How come Frank wasn't invited to Jen Fowler's 55th birthday? Double nickels.
I don't. That's a great question. Maybe they're out of town.
Hmm,
maybe it was at their Apple Martini convention.
I feel like maybe they're trying to take a step back from Frank.
No, because I feel like we're going to. No, I feel he's going to.
Because we're going to get the Britney engagement on there.
I think so.
Also, he must be getting married really soon because Britney's baby shower was like in Bridal the last shower? Couple of weeks. Yeah. Did I say baby?
Yeah.
Bridal. Yeah. You know, a shower.
Yeah. I got it.
So okay. That makes it feel like
it's got to be in like the next couple of months.
Like a June wedding?
Yeah, maybe.
A summer wedding?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Someone has to get married on one of these casts very soon. You know? Okay. Danielle's is, I'm bougie, unbothered, and above your drama. I hate when people say that they're unbothered. You're literally on this show for the drama and being bothered. Like, that's part of the job.
Also, she wasn't really in the episode.
And that's okay for me.
Oh, I really enjoy her. I'm excited for Rachel and Danielle's friendship because they were supposed to be Emily and Gina. They were supposed to be newbies at the same time and be soul sisters. And they were. And this is their recovery.
It's fine. I think what I don't like is the fact that there's, okay, first off, we'll get into it. We'll talk about it after. I'll get into it. Okay. So then you got Margaret Josephs. When you're
it's me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
When you're taking cheap shots, I'm taking screenshots.
I love that.
I did. I enjoyed that.
Like, that one is, she's not above the drama.
But she is always on.
She's a sniper from the side.
She's always on the mission.
She's completely. The one who starts all the rumors.
Yes. Antenna fly.
She's taking screenshots and she's sending them to the Bravo bloggers.
I would only do phone calls with her.
No, not even carrier pigeon. Morse code with her. Okay. Okay. Rachel Fuda. If you don't have my back, at least have a backbone. I got a lot to say about the Fudas.
Ooh, did he get lipo or did he do Ozempic or a combo? Okay.
Both. He's looking more and more like a Simpsons character for me.
No, I think he's looking good.
Well, that makes one of us.
Okay. Jennifer Aiden. Friends are like handbags. The fake ones are all too easy to spot.
She has such things. I love this tagline, but she literally has everything fake. All of her designer is fake.
Her boobs.
No, but I mean all her designers. No, no, no.
Her marriage.
Not even her body, though. Everything she wears is not real Chanel. Like, she's not rocking anything that's actually designer. Like, remember how her, like, brother is a jeweler? He, like, literally makes the jewelry that says Chanel for her.
He was at BravoCon selling his jewels.
I love that.
I talked to him.
Did you buy anything?
No.
No.
I feel like it was, like, $120 or $150. And then, yeah.
It was too. That's too much money.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah.
Okay. And then finally, Teresa, you could try to tear me down, but this tree just keeps on growing.
I loved it. That one hit for me.
I'm sorry. This is the Teresa show. And I think maybe that's what bothers me about the show. First off, for me, the show is so high school and everyone's trying to be the most popular. And I get it, right? Because there's always going to be Melissa versus Teresa, whether we take the energy to put it as the main storyline or as it's people have been saying, this is kind of like the BC storyline. Like, we are not focusing on them this year. It's still Teresa. Like, this is Teresa's show. Again, we paused it when she went to camp. Like, this is the Teresa show. So it drives me nuts that it's like, I'm sorry. I don't care what it is. Teresa's the Regina George of this cast. She is the homecoming queen. She is the prom queen. This is her show.
But also, the alliances are really going to change a lot this season. Yeah. Like, going into this season, it's Teresa and Jen Aiden. Then Fessler comes
with
to
Danielle.
The side.
Danielle is on there. Is within that with them too?
Okay, Danielle. Fessler comes to that side and Jackie. And I think Jackie's extremely smart. And I'm not sure if she thought if she went on Teresa's side, she would get her status of an actual housewife instead of friend of. I don't know if that was her strategy, but it's interesting. Then, okay, on the other side is going to just be Marge.
Melissa.
Melissa, and then Dolores is in the middle.
Rachel's over there.
And Rachel.
As well. Okay. But then
so
it's
3 versus 5 and 1 in the middle.
But then it also seems that Danielle goes over to Melissa's side. Jackie comes over to Teresa. So there's like a lot of like the middlers are going to choose a side. And it also seems it's due to Margaret. Like, I think Jackie and Jen Fessler, something happens with Margaret.
Too many things on the side.
100%. Like, you can already see that there's something going on with Marge and Jackie within this episode, because Melissa got Jackie's book, but Marge didn't. She's like, well, I went on Melissa's podcast, so I have to go on your podcast to get your book.
They all have podcasts.
Yeah, but it's like, you're not going to read it.
Also, Teresa's podcast is no longer.
Honestly, I gotta tell you, like, this is just, I just don't like Jersey. It's just more of the same. Every season is control C, control V. That's it. For me, it's like, we're all, and where's the fun?
I'm here for it.
They're always going against each other.
I'm excited to hear the Dolores's.
And I think that the men, I still think the men are too involved. I think the whole thing with like.
Oh, I like that. See, I enjoy that.
Yeah, I know. I knew we were going to have differing on that. For me, I think it's just kind of like, I'm like, ugh. You know, it's just.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm obviously going to watch every single week. Right. Like, that's not that's not going to change for me, but it just feels very much like they seem, they're just like so mean that I'm like, it would kill me to be a housewife in this franchise, because I'd be like, I cannot do anything bad or have done anything wrong in my life because someone's going to find something about it.
anyways. They're going to bring it back.
They're scary.
They're like recycling the skeletons. It. They're also calling people to find out about it. But wait, let's first, I just want to talk to you a little bit. Did you get your bowl?
Did I get what?
Your bowl and branch sheets.
I did. I love a good sheet.
I mean, okay, guys, I'm obsessed with Bowl and Branch sheets. They have a signature sheets over 11,000 five-star reviews. I was
just like our podcast.
It was hard to pick. They have 14 different colors. I was like, do I want a neutral? Do I want a gray? I went like this blue gray color. They are so buttery soft. They are incredible. On night one, they're super soft and they get softer with every single wash. They're made with the finest 100% organic cotton. These sheets are just superior. They're breathable. They're perfect for the warmer months ahead. And
what did Michael say about him? Because I feel like Michael got in bed and said, did we change something in here?
He did. He's like, these are new. I'm like, I know. Aren't they luxurious? But, and guys, I like, they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee. It means you can wash it and sleep in these sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them for any reason, you can send them right back with free returns. But sleep better with the softest and most breathable bedding from Bowl & Branch. Go to bowlandbranch.com/judgy for 15% off your first sheet plus free shipping. That's Bowl & Branch, bowlandbranch.com/judgy for 15% off. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary. And thank you for the comfort of, she's literally laying in her bed right now as she records this, because apparently this is the comfiest spot in her house. Let's take a quick break and then let's get into the episode.
Okay. Kind of like an underwhelming start for me. It was like, we're going around to all the houses. Why is the Gorga's dog in a diaper? I didn't get the feeling that dog was old.
Or had surgery.
It seemed like it took the dog to come upstairs has to wear a diaper.
Oh, maybe. And then when Melissa was like, I've been looking for this dog for 20 minutes. I'm like, your brand new house is not that big. And also, like, did you feel like her house was Kyle Richards-esque? I was getting so much, like, the neon sign. I was like, oh, God, you know how Kyle has that one, that neon sign in her house, too?
They had to redo the front because people literally slandered them so bad about it. I think it looks fantastic now.
It looks nice, but do you also remember too? I think it was like season three or something that like part of their the like sink counter like broke off and it turned in that it was actually like styrofoam or something.
It seems very Joe Gorga thing. Always finding the workaround.
It's just truly. Cutting corners. I mean, well, he's not at Home Depot. I'm just like, and then we're over at the food. I'm like, okay, great. Rachel's going to try to make her grandma happen this year.
I liked Nona.
I think I have 88. Such a hate boner for this season because I'm just, there's something within me. Again, I will watch every episode. I've been here for 13 seasons. I'm going to watch. There was a weight on my shoulders of watching this episode. Like every time like a premiere, I get like excited for it. It's like, oh God, the women are back. And for some reason I didn't have that feeling.
I love that we already know Jen. We already know the Fudas and we already know Danielle. Like they were brought on last season, but we kind of know them, but we don't know them super well. I mean, we're going to hear this. I like weirdly started like tearing up on this tongue tied story.
Oh yeah.
That's like her speech. I mean, I think from now on, moving forward, we have to agree with Nona and we're only calling Jen Aiden nose job. It's going to make it a lot easier.
But Rachel's also had a nose job.
But nose job Jennifer just works better.
And JJ? And J squared?
I think we need to refer to Jennifer Aiden only as nose job moving forward to respect Nona.
Okay, we're going to forget that by next week.
No, I am taking a stance. You know, I have a good memory.
You guys heard it here first. If next week she does not say it, hold her accountable.
Nose job. Nose job.
Just say it 10 times fast and just get it going. I don't know. Just, it's like, I guess
we're
getting
reacquainted.
I know, but when it comes back, it's like, what's your status with Teresa? I'm going to tell you, Teresa doesn't give a shit about you because you know what? You're not on her level. Teresa does not give a shit about any of these people because, again, she's like, I'm here. The show is me.
Well, I care. Uh-huh. And I also love that we literally know that they had a private investigator on them. And how is Teresa, if you had a private investigator that was your friend, how did they not bring up this whole drug dealing scheme?
Who, Bo Deedle?
I know. Like, I just think it's so funny that you're taking his ex-wife that or ex-mama, baby mom, or just the baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Words me, from but jail that's what I'm saying is like, as credible.
But that's what I'm saying is like it, this cast, it plays so dirty. Mm-hmm. It's just so dirty. And as soon as they can find something about someone that they don't like that they can use against them, it's like, all right, here's a storyline.
Off
like,
to the races. Bringing,
like, that's why it just feels, it's just like, here we go. It's more of the same. And it's like, you know what? I don't care. If you dealt the drugs, good for you.
I don't.
Okay. You drug dealers have to make a living too. And you know what? He was just doing what he was doing. Or he wasn't because he wasn't a drug dealer.
I like his strategy with Louie. He's like, I'm just going to give him the nod like I do to people at Home Depot.
But I also find it annoying. It's like, I find it annoying on both fronts. It's like, obviously, we have to start mending some. We have to start mending some bridges.
I need you to find some positivity here.
I'm going to find it right here.
Okay.
We have to mend bridges because when we come into a new season, Teresa knows the game, right? Like she can not like them, but understand she has to do filming with people. It's like, these are ensemble casts. So it's like when it's like Louie is saying, I asked John Fuda to meet up with me so that we can talk. John should have accepted that. But John wants to be a star now. He got a little taste of the thing and he wants it. He wants to be number one house husband and he wants to start a scene at these parties.
I mean, I saw his IMDb. He took professional photos.
Yeah, you know. And hey, that's great.
I'm okay with this though.
Well, I know. I know.
I mean, Louis's the same.
I know, I agree, but I'm like, you should have taken the meeting. You should have had, because honest, John, you would have had screen time.
No, I like that he wanted to do the meeting at the party. I do enjoy that. I don't think they should have done it.
Wanted that.
Well, she didn't even know she was having the party.
True. But I'm just saying, like, it just felt very much like, I'm going to do it because I'm going to have all the men back up. All these men are too much, by the way. The only ones truly that I like Polly. And I don't even like Polly because why aren't you divorced? But I like Polly and I like that he was kind of like Switzerland.
I like Marge's Joe.
Yeah, I do too. And that's a really interesting storyline, by the way.
Okay, let's go there.
Because obviously, so Jan Joseph had passed away. And Marge, I really felt for her because grief is such a funny thing. And you can't really tell anybody how to grieve. And I find it so interesting that she was like, when it happened, I had to take care of everybody. Or I was just so worried about everybody else that I never actually like took care of myself. And then once everybody felt like they were in a good place, then it hit me. And I really felt for her in that moment. And knowing the fact that seeing in the previews where they kind of talked to Joe about like your marriage was better when he was alive.
I know.
Broke my heart because I do love the real Super Joe. That's his IG.
Right. No, it's just like interesting because she was probably getting like emotional fulfillment from Jan in a lot of ways that maybe her own husband can't give her. I don't know their ins and outs in their relationship, but
well, because she cheated, right? Jan, that's obviously what happened. She cheated with Joe and then they went on, but she still had, I don't know that she necessarily fell out of love in the intimate way of like a connection.
They loved their family. And she wanted to continue to be like an amazing stepmother and still be by her kids' sides.
Like, and she fell out of love with him, but not out of love with the family. Right. And then,
I mean, it's not like she has any kids with Joe.
Did she have any kids with Jan either? No.
No, she has one kid. Her son that Teresa called.
But is it with Jan?
Oh,
I feel like she had stepkids.
And remember, she wouldn't reveal his real name.
It's like she, it was
I know she has the stepkids, but wait, we have to Google this right now.
I know. I'm like,
she has a one by.
You know, when these shows start up too, I'm like, I need them to do like the week before. I need them to do like a 15, 20 minute catch me up. Because I don't need the first 20 minutes of an episode to see like, where are they now?
I'm no,
like,
she has a biological son. I knew that.
I know she does, but I don't know if it's with Jan.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. I was, and then he has kids prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And they've been on the show. Her biological son doesn't want to be on the show. And right. That's who I assume Teresa called.
You mean Louie? That's my phone yes. number, but I don't know. That wasn't me. It's like all that. I'm like, this is too much. All of this is too much. And all this shit that happens off camera, stop it.
Well, we are really going just like straight back to the reunion. Yeah. We're talking about calling Marge's son. We're talking about private investigators. It's they really needed to do a recap of the reunion.
But that's what I'm saying is like you need to give us a recap of the previous season the week before the premiere.
Yeah.
Well, Bravo,
I think
please.
They probably do. I think
no, they don't.
Oh, really? I think they've been playing old Jersey episodes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch an entire season, nor am I watching the reunions again. I want
no, like
30
old,
minutes.
Old.
Okay, even that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
But I'm just saying, like, you need, and you know what, Bravo, that'll bring you extra money. Here's another free idea. How'd we get here? That's what it is. How'd we get here, season 14? Here's what you need to know. Did you, there's like, this TikTok is like pretty funny. Sorry, this is going off. Obviously, but so there's this TikTok going around of Summer House where it's West and like two friends, and this one guy is just giving the whole breakdown of like how we got here to Summer House with like all, you know, lines and like relationships and hookups and breakups and friendships and blah blah. Give me that.
Yeah, that would be kind
that would
nice.
Be really helpful because some of us can't remember. We don't what's Jennifer's name, Mary?
The nose job.
Okay, good. Just
the
major.
Nose job.
Right. The nose job. TNJ.
Okay,
TMJA.
So then
there you go.
It's also kind of interesting that we're watching both Teresa send off her girl and the Gorgas, and then but the Gorgas they cannot let anything go. They're like, oh God, you guys are going to be doing a lot of work moving in. Well, I've moved someone in before. My God, daughter.
Oh, that's right, your niece.
They've helped and had to step up and like just be a family.
Uh-huh. There's tally marks.
They're absolutely is.
No good deed goes unrecognized in that Gorga family over there. Like it's basically, yeah, I moved her in. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm basically a seasoned pro at this. I'm like, you guys have moved houses 75 times. You know how to move. You know, I do feel sad because I'm like, I hope that like Antonia, I would love that Antonia and Gabriella like talk. It's like,
I don't think so.
I know. It makes me so sad because they're going through all these shared experiences and like these similar lives now. And there's obviously is like strain on it. It would be so fun for them. I mean, they're basically going the same school colors. We've got Delaware and Michigan, blue and gold, basically. And it's like, it makes me just so sad in the sense of like, it wasn't, the girls couldn't preserve their relationship because of how bad it got between their parents.
I think that can be pretty.
No, I know. I'm not blaming the girls. I'm saying it makes me so sad for them, especially being that close in age and going through these sort of like life things. And it's like,
Gabriella was the only one that emailed me every single day. I literally died.
You know, and you know what's weird too is like I got teary eyed. I'm so like there's something about those daughters of Teresa that
totally.
I'm so like we've seen them grow up and go through all these life experiences that it's like watching
we
them.
We saw
like,
their birth. Adriana's remember she got birth. Full glam.
Yes.
We were outside of the
boobies
room.
Dina Manzo is the godparent.
Wild.
I mean, it's like you know, and there was Nicholas, Jacqueline's son.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mm-hmm. we really have been with the like Teresa, and that is exactly why it's her show, by the way.
Okay.
We've seen it all. Okay. She's mentioned it all and showed it to us.
And but there's she just, really has.
And they're just I had just more attachment to Gabriella getting past. And then I'm looking, I'm like, why does she have so she has too many boxes?
I mean, where's that all gonna fit? Also, I was like,
are they driving her or flying?
They're shipping that stuff. But I mean, I was just so envious of Antonia's closet. I was like, I wish my closet looked like that.
When she was like, you're only going to have this much space. I was like, some of us only have that now. I actually have a large closet here, luckily. But like, I have
some walk-in dreams, you know?
Oh, 100%. Like, no, that's such a nice one. But I can remember at college, I actually had a sliding door closet.
In the dorms?
Yeah. So we had, it wasn't like big, but I remember like we had space.
I feel like mine was like a curtain. I was in Chapultepec.
I was in University Chappie. Towers. I don't even know. Do
Floor 7.
I think I was
five. It overlooked Tony Gwynn Stadium.
Oh my God, how lovely.
Yes.
Play ball.
Yeah. You could watch the games from your room. I never did.
But you could if you wanted to. And that was the privilege you had living at that dorm.
Right. That was the farthest from away.
Truly.
Well, it was 20-minute walk to the dining hall. No, they just had this market and you just went down to the market.
I'm giving positivity here. So you got your steps in.
Well, no, I didn't. Okay, and I gained 15 pounds and I never got it off.
But you had the privilege to get your steps in.
Oh God. Okay.
Okay. So then we also have. I wanted to talk to you before we part from the Giudice Ruelas household. I also, first off, Louis is performing for the cameras. It's a clear as day. This man
Louis
is also
Jr.? Louis Junior.
Well, Louis Junior. So sweet. Ass. I love.
I wasn't
him.
Buying it.
Oh, guys, like 19. I'm not gonna. I think he's.
He's 19 exactly. Over 18, you can make fun of.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I thought he was, like, sweet. Like, he just seems like such a nice guy. And I think that, like, the kids, I feel like older Louis is performing for the cameras, clearly, when it's just, like, family dinner night. And, like, this happens, like, once a week, maybe.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're on a lot of, like, different schedules. It also seems like Teresa is away a lot. Teresa and Louis go on a ton of vacations. And those girls are just kind of older.
Yeah. But it's just, yeah. I don't know. There was something about the kid. Again, it was just the kids, like not the Louis and Teresa of it all. But
did
I like
you enjoy
them, like,
them going through their wedding album?
No, but I do so love him. I love him kind of trolling her hair. Like, your hair. It's like, oh, guys, do you love it? And what I love about Teresa's kids, too, especially like Melania, is they just placate her. They know with their mom, I think they've looked at this. And again, Let's borrow my minor in psychology. We're both using it right now. There's something about the hardships that Teresa had gone through, everything with Joe, going to camp, losing her parents. I mean,
remember she says jail now. She doesn't call it camp.
Well, no, sorry. Okay. And she said, you know, I was mad at God. And I think her daughters see this and just see her wanting this like picture perfect life. And so they like indulge her in it.
I agree with that.
And
completely.
But there's something
they want to see their mom
that.
Happy.
Yeah, and there's something sweet about that. So
well, who doesn't want to see their mom happy?
I know. I guess I'm just saying, like, I think they're like, my mom wants to live in a fairy tale, so let's just, like.
Well, also, she has given them an amazing lifestyle. Well,
totally.
And
not
given
that they haven't
them
gone through hardships
opportunities.
Themselves. Yes.
Like, you know.
Like, TikTok her whole, famous. Teresa's life has been for her girls.
Yeah.
Whether you like Teresa or not, she's done a good job raising those girls. She even was made sure to get that picture with Taylor Swift at Coachella for her.
That is true. That is true.
Do you want to take one more quick break and then we'll come right back?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon, they can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym. Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Whey products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Whey. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Whey. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they have, starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Okay. So basically, Marge also very much at the Fessler's house, which Jen playing the guitar really had me giggling. Like,
remember when Melissa sang that song and she's like, "Save a whore like me."
What?
Melissa sang Amazing Grace seasons ago and butchered the lines so badly. She was on display. Whatever happened
to
that
career? It is just funny because they can only sing certain songs like right. Happy Birthday, Candace.
Royalty and, free. Yeah.
Right. So it is silly.
And I love that at the party too. They're like, we have a guitar for you. She's like, no. But I love that her family is like, I thought I heard a cat crying. Like, Mom, you're just so bad at this.
But Marge really like puts her line in the sand. Like, I am not going to talk about Teresa. We're get on the plan, Jen Fessler. We are icing her out this season. You know, don't talk to me about her husband. They're dead to me. That's it.
What if and they like just Jen didn't Fessler, draw a line in the? What if they just didn't draw a line in the sand though, and just didn't acknowledge Teresa? What if they just did that?
I think that's what they're trying to
do. No. But they're no. All of their conversations revolve around Teresa. What if they just didn't talk about her ever and were like, look at how fun our lives are?
I think we're going to see that moving forward. I think okay. This is setting the stage.
Okay.
Because we know they're not going to talk the entire season, Melissa and Teresa. And Andy literally said, this is not sustainable. So
it wasn't sustainable 4 seasons ago.
Right.
Like, come on.
Okay, then we have Tree, Louie, Dolores, and Polly. They're going out to dinner. And also, people need to stop asking people when they're going to get engaged and when they're going to have babies. It's just not an appropriate question.
It feels personal from you.
People will tell you when you are pregnant and when you're engaged.
Yeah, you will find out. And you know what? Just keep your Instagram open.
It's like
just keep it open.
But I feel bad for Dolores and Polly. It's like so embarrassing at this point. People just keep asking them, when are you guys getting engaged?
Why do they need to get married too?
It makes no sense. They're not going to have kids. She lives with him. They're in their 50s. They both are like,
they can open a checking account if they want together, a joint one. Like, I don't know that they necessarily need to be married as much as maybe Dolores just wants to feel married, like be married.
I don't even know if they would actually, like, I think she'll eventually get the ring, but I don't know if they'll actually have a wedding and really get married.
Well, unless she wants to save her job on this show. And then all of a sudden, then we're getting a wedding. I want to talk about this Italian food allergy, because you know what? When they said he couldn't eat Italian food, I was like, maybe it's the wheat, maybe it's the pasta. But then they said the parsley. Can't have meatballs. That is meat.
Yeah, it's maybe the spice. Can't handle the spice.
I think we need to get down to the nitty gritty of why?
Doesn't make sense.
The breadcrumbs of a meatball.
He's got a gluten intolerance.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on?
I don't know.
What's going on? Also, that food, all that food looks so good. I will say Jersey has some of the best food.
Well, they actually eat.
Yeah. But they lots of pasta. Right. Just like nice and creamy. I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your favorite type of pasta?
That's hard.
Yeah, I know.
No, I can't. It has to be like what I'm in the mood for. You know, I can't say.
One way or the other. I love a spicy vodka sauce and like a penne or like a fusilli, like something like. But I also love. I mean, again, I agree. I'm not going to not name them, but I love it's like gotta a baked be like what your mood mostaccioli, like a baked. Like, you know, you've got your penne, then you make a meat sauce, you're layering it with that tomato sauce, you're adding a layer of mozzarella, and you're sprinkling the top with some Parmesan and you're digging in. It's like, yeah.
Totally.
I just, you know, I mean, I say no. I never say no to a pasta, except that
I always crave pasta. I can
convince myself
that
I am gluten free, that I'm gluten intolerant. Now,
have you getting the chickpea pasta, the bonza?
The bonza. Yep. Yeah. I've been trying that. I get a gluten. It's fun. It's the illusion of there's just something right. When they drop it off and the steam is coming from that pasta. They say, do you want some Parmesan? Tell me when. I'm not telling you when. Keep it a coming. He's getting a little sweat on his face because it's a lot of Parmesan that he's doing. And I'm like, don't stop. Cracked pepper. Get that away from me.
Oh, interesting.
I want maybe a hit of cracked pepper, but not.
Okay.
But, you know.
Sure.
I want the cheese. So cheese, please.
You know I can't say gnocchi. 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 Gnocchi.
There you go.
Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
What are you doing gnocchi. Now? Where are you going now?
Because I can never say it and I have to point at the menu if I want it.
Like, okay. Think of
potato dumplings.
Think of like Neo.
No, I believe me, I've done this for years. Everyone, every single time I go out, and have to
Neo,
order
Neo, that the R&B star
I
Neo.
Say it, like,
and then
how I say artichoke.
To unlock your door.
I want to say, like, I say well, artichoke.
Try it.
You
just
know?
Just say Neo.
Yonky.
She's got it, baby.
But, you know, sometimes that's just part of your personality.
You just say, I want this, and you point.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, perfect.
The one that starts with G?
It's kind of silent. Oh, shoot. It's just the name is escaping me. It ends in key. Silent G.
Janoki?
Girls Night Out.
Janoki? Gnook.
This one.
Going back to Louis. So Louis, you know, he's like, well, I texted John Fuda to clear the air. And he said he wanted to meet with me at the Fessler's party. And like, why? Because he wants all his minions? Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
and does. Then she's like, oh, and did you hear? They all were in cahoots before the reunion. They all went to
Margaret. I love when they can't Joseph's say the reunion either. They say the meetup in New York. It's like, just say the reunion at this point. We're breaking the fourth wall about the bloggers and, you know, the behind the scenes. It's okay to mention the reunion.
And then I love how Dolores is like, well, yeah, everyone meets before the reunion. Like, yeah, you got to have a plan. You're like, this is not the end of the world to me. But also it's kind of weird that like Frank Sr. filled them in on that.
Because Frank Sr. loves to be in the drama. You three apple teenies. That man is an open vault. He truly is. Okay, why?
So they're also like, and like Jen Fessler said they did not execute the plan correctly. So I am going to talk to Jen about that.
But you know why too? Because all of these women are so strong behind each other's backs. You stick them in front and they cannot commit to it. The only one who truly can commit is Joe Gorga.
It's true.
He's the only one that gets hot-headed and steamed. And it's like, calm down, Napoleon. Panties are in a wad over there, you little man. Little Polly Pocket.
What did they call him last season? Something bitch.
Oh, bitch boy?
Bitch boy.
You little bitch boy.
That nose job said it. Yeah.
You little bitch boy. Very Kelly Donovan. We could bring that back. I think we should bring that back.
Okay. Bitch boy.
Bitch boy and TNJ.
Okay.
Okay.
So then the best part of this episode to me is that Louis doesn't actually go to the party. He has an emergency meeting.
What is his Florida. Job?
Well, what, you know,
is
when
he
you're
visiting Alexia?
I just didn't. Oh God,
she's like, oh shit, now. She's single now.
Yeah, but the like Teresa and Nose Job's conversation on the car ride had me giggling. They're like, did you read about John Fuda today?
I don't care if he dealt drugs again. A man's got to make money. Let's get into the double-sided dildos, though, because I haven't thought about a double-sided dildo from the last time I saw Requiem for a Dream.
Also, I'm convinced Teresa has used one because she sincerely asked Jennifer.
You ever used one?
Right. And Jen's like, Nose Job's like, no. And Teresa's like,
me neither. Like, don't knock it till you try it.
I did love Teresa's look. I mean, her back looked incredible. The flower dress,
women have worn that similar dress. That there's like, I've seen a lot. I think she probably got off Revolve.
She looked hot.
Yeah.
She looks hot. Super tan.
I love her hot pink confessional look too. I love Dolores's dark emerald green one with the boobs. I think it's so flattering on her.
And she's wearing her hair up.
Yes. But it's like very
boozy. Nose Job did not look great tonight. She's
I did not love this red
this
look.
This weird red dress with pussy sleeves.
She has
like
the horrible fashion, though. Horrible fashion. And it's like kind of funny because she's like waiting for Teresa to ask her questions about her trip. And Teresa's not. She's like, yeah, you know, I didn't really lay out. She's like, yeah, I noticed. And then Jen's like, you know, but we were doing sightseeing. She's like, I hate sightseeing. And like poor Jen's like, okay, well, that was a trip. And then Bill's in surgery. So it's just the girls. Let's take some shots. Take some and shots and let's spread some stories.
The way that Trey walked in, didn't acknowledge her brother, dodged Marge.
But it's so funny. This is what's funny to me about her coming over, and you can see Joe just getting a little mad. He's like, I'm not a little bitch boy. I'm not a little bitch boy. And he's waiting for her to either say something so he could snap or not say anything so he can snap, which is like, you're doing the exact same thing. Like, you want to be the victim in this situation.
I'm still hopeful that down the line they will mend this relationship. I am hopeful.
It doesn't happen until they're off the show. It does not happen until either one of them's off the show or both of them are off the show because they can't. This has fueled their, since season three, since when they joined, has been this feud against them of who can be number one. And again, I'm sorry, Gorgas, you will always be number two. But you know what? Two still gets a medal. You still medal at two. And it's silver. You and silver is coming back.
You know what's kind of funny, though?
Tell me.
Melissa's podcast does better than Teresa's.
Well, didn't you just say Teresa didn't have any episodes anymore?
Teresa's gone.
Yeah.
I believe someone said it was like off her. No, she has one from April 10th.
Someone's called like Namaste Bitches?
Yeah. Teresa's back. Let's see.
She had like two. I feel like she had one with Louie and then she had one with a friend. And I think Namaste Bitches is the one with the friend. Maybe the one she had with Louie is defunct.
No, some people. That was okay. Let me just go to her profile. I heard she like took it off.
Teresa took it off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't really matter to either of us because we don't listen to either of them.
Right. But I do think that's interesting just like as a numbers game.
And Marge still has a podcast that's active?
The tuna and caviar?
That's still going?
I assume.
Okay. And then Jen and Jackie have one because they're like two J's and a John.
Right. They're with like the two T's in the pod branch.
Yeah.
With the Eds.
And then Danielle's got her kids line and Rachel is there.
No, Rachel helps her husband.
Does he have a podcast?
No.
Fooda Tiles.
Yeah.
Fooda Tiles. Zarin Rugs, Fooda Tiles.
Okay. So Jen Fessler is genuinely shocked. She is going to have a blast. She wants to get wasted. Also, this made me laugh. Jackie's like, can you believe Danielle and Rachel didn't even say hi to me? She's trying to make herself relevant right away.
I actually thought that they did not nicely say hi to her either, though. Oh my God. Sorry. Oh my God. You're Melissa and I'm Teresa.
I don't like Jackie.
I like Jackie. Jackie is so harmless to me. But she's
a sniper from the side.
And she's married to Evan.
She's calculated.
We love to look at Evan.
We do.
Take a look. He killed a firefly lantern fly bug thing for Jackie. Okay. That man is a hero. A hero among us.
Basically, the episode.
So then it's like it goes into
ends
the men.
With,
no, the men are
no,
there.
I'm going to go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go, like basically,
Joe Gorga like, goes up to Polly.
Yeah.
He's like, go ahead. Where's your boy? And I love what Polly does. If you're going, why don't you just say the name?
Right.
Say the name. And he's like, because you mean Louie. And then you're like, okay. It's heating up over here. It's heating up. Yeah. Little Joey Gorga's getting excited. John Fooda's ready to make his star appearance.
They kind of took it all out on Polly.
And it's like, I also was like, are you going to let me talk now? Are you going to let me talk now? Are you going to let me talk now? If you just keep saying it, then no, I'm not. Just talk. Just say it because you're annoying as hell. This was like the third time this episode he said, so can I talk now? Can I talk now? It's like you're feeling yourself with your lipo and your Ozempic. And look, you look great, okay? I think you're a Simpsons character, but Mary is very into you. You were voted into March Madness, so other people obviously agree with that. But you need to calm yourself.
I think he can stand up for himself. Also, I did think Polly got as red as Louie does. He was heated. Yeah. And I get what Fooda's saying. He's like, why would I give this man respect? He disrespected my family. He had a PI go after me. Now they're starting rumors that I'm a drug dealer. They're talking to my ex who is in jail. Like, this is literally insane.
And they're saying I like double-ended dildos.
That's the least of his problems.
And you know what? Maybe I do. It's nice.
If that's your thing, that's your thing.
Yeah. We're not going to yuck your yum. You do what you guys need to do.
Okay. Then I did love when Rachel went up to Teresa and Teresa is just not quick on her feet, you know? So yeah, basically.
The lights are on, but nobody's home. You know? Right.
Teresa comes up to Rachel and they start talking about the husband.
Yeah, I'm on Teresa's side here.
Oh, how can you be? She's like, my husband is a gentleman. She just always repeats what the other person says.
Well, I felt like because I think that the conversation should have happened before the party. So I think that's why I'm on Teresa's side when she's like,
her husband come to the party.
But why would he come to? But he's not coming to the party. They didn't have the conversation. She's like, well, your husband's not even here. It's like, well, yeah, he wanted to have the conversation before the party because they didn't want to like ruin an event. And I just feel like the Fudos are looking for their moment.
Yeah, right. They care.
I think the Fudos are looking for their moment because Teresa, if you want to be center, you go against Teresa. You don't go with the C storyline here.
got a private investigator against them.
I don't know if I believe that. That man, Bo Deedle, he was busy. I did laugh
that Teresa's in full rage. She's getting Patterson and she's stuffing that candy bag. She's like, give me some Starburst, like, Sour Skittles.
We're going to rob this kid. You're going to have a candy stand and think I'm going to walk out without it. Louis loves his Red Hots. It looks just like his face. But it's also like, I guess for me, I'm like, Rachel, you're like, I just feel like the Fudas are trying to make a scene by going against Teresa. So it's just annoying to me because it feels so pre-planned that I'm like, and I'm also, I just want to have, I want them to get wasted and have, also, by the way, like Rachel at this point too, is absolutely wasted.
Well, Jen Fessler definitely is.
She's yeah. Like, I mean, they're all drunk, but it's like,
I don't know what's going on in back of us, but this is awesome. Meanwhile, John Fuda is like, husband, are you going to let me talk?
Tell my husband what you said, Teresa.
She's like, what? Which one? The dildo or the drugs? Which one would you like me to tell? What I hate about these groups too is the men get so fired up and get right in the women's faces, and sometimes it makes me like a little nervous. I don't think that I'm going to assume best intentions that nobody's actually going to like snap, but they get right in there. That I'm like, this doesn't feel great to me.
Right.
It feels a little yucky, and I think that they're looking for their stars. And here's what I got to say: who's on the next season of House of Villains?
Teresa, Kenya, yeah, exactly. Moore.
No, that's just stop right there. Oh, who is it?
I thought you meant traitors.
But I'm just saying, who's on this cast of it's the Housewives? Is it's always Teresa that is the first choice. This is her show, and you know what? It's easier to be on her side. Be a Jen Aiden. Okay, because you know what? If Teresa's going to have the most scenes, so right, you're going to be right
now,
there.
You're Teresa. I'm on Team Fuda. And we'll see. You know, I just never want to be associated with the nose job. Okay.
Okay. I think I'm in the minority here, which I feel like I usually am recently. I feel like I've been definitely in the minority. I just think this is Teresa's show. And I think all these things is like, Teresa is the easiest person to go against outside of whoever is the brand new person, because it's just every season they're going after Teresa. So it's always like, whether it's like calculated, Melissa and Marge every season before get together and figure out Fuda is falling into the trap of it because she's easy, that they're going to influence her.
Legitimately pissed because they had a private investigator search them. That's insane, Courtney. I think you keep on forgetting about it.
You do bring up a good point, but I'm still I'm still not convinced.
Okay.
He said he didn't do it, and I believe everything that Louis said. Okay. Look, I think
we need to part ways.
I think Jersey's back. I'm going to keep watching, but I got to say, I want to have some fun.
Yes.
Well, Jersey should be also, fun. Like,
get dark too. So I'm interested.
Let's go through the darkness first, I guess, and then come out to the light.
On the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, let's start the tunnel now.
Where's the cast trip?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't even, that's a great point. I don't know.
I hope we go down to the shore.
Well, of course we'd have to. We have to do dueling houses. Right. Dueling houses. Look, it's here. We'll be fine. But it's we'll just, be there. You know, we'll be there, rain or shine,
right?
Snow or sleet.
Unlike the Lululemon marathon. Okay, we gotta go.
Wow, and on my birthday. All right.
Happy birthday. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.